As soon as you rallied the troops, now he says no compromise, we can't have it, can't be considered.
Well, this is a great thing. It mobilizes our people to fight for
our cause. He said yesterday, 2 days ago, I was worried that we'd lose all our people.
Today he's explaining that. He's saying it's the natural tendency of legislators to seek the compromise.
He said we can't
have it. We will not compromise.
And it's great. Travis, for example, who all day yesterday kept phoning me with suggestions, I said the president will not yield. Then he made his tough speech. I told him he liked that. Now he's thinking of canceling a trip to Japan so that he can vote against Mansfield. And Rockefeller's going to make a statement today supporting you. Yeah, I talked to him last night.
God damn Eastern Service, they'll always come with. Well, that's the point.
Well, that's what...
Use it when you can.
This is... We get Nelson. David has already sent the telegram. David sent him to Billy Center.
Hello? Yeah? Yeah? Hello? You are? Fine. 8 to 4:32, are you? Good. I tell you, the problem I think you've got with it, Bill, we're concerned with it, just isn't any compromise on it. We can't do anything, you want to do that. And we can't, now standing up, we can't do that. But he's going to be beat, and he's going to be beat. I will see him, of course I will see him. Yeah. Good. It's nice that you can. Yeah, okay. It's going to be. Yeah, that's right. Right. Well, then, you see, the other thing we have to realize is this is not a new position for him. He used to take this position when Johnson was here. And he was here. He's always been for bringing home half the troops from Europe. So I think that's the real problem we've got. I frankly think that I think it's good to see it, and I think, but I would not press too hard on it, figuring that if we could just keep his criticism, and rather good and decent his criticism, on other issues, like about the only thing he supports us on is China, because he wants to go. But that's, he agrees with us on China, the other thing he disagrees, but he's decent about it. He's the most decent guy up there, and that's where I think the real thrust that you ought to take is that the president feels very appreciative of the fact that despite differences, we've kept it on the right basis. That in this case, you want to know, we just got to fight for this because we're going to NATO. We've got our whole foreign policy at stake. We got it. We will not be personal. We feel what we have to do. I think it's a matter of the highest foreign policy deal, sort of along those lines, and then let him come to any conclusion he wants. But I think he's got to know that he's in for a real fight on this. And because it will not be personal on our part, but we have to go all out. Democratic caucus, yeah. After all, when you think of how very nice we were on the Marshall Plan and NATO and all that, hell, we control the plane. Well, all right, it's all right. He's been all right. I personally think this. I think he's going to go on this. Many of them. It's a matter of principle with him. See, the Mansfield Amendment came up, I remember even in 66 when I was out of office, he put up that damned amendment. He always got 25 to 30 votes in the Senate. And now he'll get about 38 to 40, maybe 40. The main thing with him, especially, is of course for him, but he's a compromiser. And I'd say, very well, it has to be negotiated with our allies and with our enemies. We can't do it on the Senate floor. We say that about ABM. God, it's 10 times as true here. I don't think we make progress with them, but I think we should also start upgrading their forces. You know, we're talking. It's going to take some time, but it's a matter of where our goal is the same, but we simply have to negotiate with our allies. And today, if we can get every farmer.
Well, that's what he...
the invited Rusk, Mr. President, and Rusk is entering the hospital today, but he says anything we want. We should just sign his name to... Says he gave us...
Bill is really... He's not hot for access. He's in California.
He's going to
get some help.
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, but the point is, of course, Atchison is not in support of Bill working anyway. Because he just doesn't think Bill's not enough, is that it? But I never thought the name would come to Dean Atchison, but Bill Rogers was too soft. Usually it's the other way around. Well, on this thing, he said that you heard what I said, so it's all
right. The major thing...
Mine has got to have prayer. There is no compromise.
Then we also must be careful not to accept even a compromise that says we should negotiate with the Europeans to reduce our troops.
Yeah,
because
that's up to us.
That's right.
We cannot have the Senate tell us what to do. That was one of Percy's, isn't that Percy's idea?
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to do that.
I've incidentally sent a back channel to Brandt. Through that separate channel we have, saying that some public statement by him would be extremely helpful, so that will shake up these staffs about how...
Yeah, they all support Brandt because he's a socialist. So therefore, time comes up, tells our socialist things.
Cy Vance is coming down here today, and he'll talk to Humphrey and Muskie.
Will he?
Yeah. And he said...
The main one he's got to talk to is Humphrey. Muskie shifts on this.
He's already shifted.
Well, he shifted to our side.
No, he shifted back.
He shifted back again?
Muskie is supporting the Mansfield resolution on our vote count.
Well, but I wonder...
What is that vote count?
But see, they don't have any public... He hasn't made any statement that he shifted back, has he?
No.
Or has he?
No.
They got a Democratic caucus or something. Well, if he does shift back...
Well, but the way Van said the trick with Muskie is to catch him while he's flip-flopping on the right side. That's a national leader.
What does he say is the trick with Humphrey?
I don't know.
He's flip-flopping on the left side.
I
got him.
It's a...
Well, now what about Teddy? What size he on?
I think they are demonstrating this. The beauty of this is, whether we win it to vote or lose, the establishment, it shows the total incompetence of the Democrats. There isn't one of these leaders who has stepped up.
Standing up today, and I thought it was going to be cold, icy. I don't like any of these people who are here except Anderson.
Nick Katzenbach dropped the board meeting of the New York hospital, whatever he is on, but...
Yeah.
It's an emergency meeting. He's coming down specifically for it.
They all like to come. How many of you have in here?
I have the list, I think 10 or 11.
Should we have them in here or should we have them in the cabinet room?
In probably the cabinet room, which now with Rogers and Blair, and maybe as many in good pastor, there'll be as many as...
Yeah, all right, fine.
40, get a better
picture. The way it ought to be set up, let's have it set up properly. What about this? I would put, don't have any, have Rogers, of course, and Blair sit where they usually.
Right.
One on my right, one on the left. But I have a Atchison across the table from me. He's
the vice president.
He's the range man. And just,
I wonder if the vice president should be there.
No. I think that would just irritate him.
Yeah.
And he's a red flag. I mean, he attacked Cyrus Vance personally.
Yeah.
Vance will have to leave early.
That's what you have a title player coming over.
No. I didn't even call him.
No,
that son of a bitch. And he really has no standing. It's interesting that...
Harriman?
No. Just Harriman.
He's made a public statement that he's devoting his time to giving you the opportunity to be a one-term president.
Well, so are the others.
Not the answers
against me.
Yeah, but they
haven't... But they haven't seen that. No.
They haven't taken a clear-cut political position for your defeat.
Harriman, also the way he talks about you around town, he's just a nasty old man.
Plus he won't hear what you're saying anyway.
And he and Atchison hate each other.
It is that way. Harriman is, you know, he's, I think he's just great to be your friend later, advising Muskie. Muskie is out of his cockpit mind to be flopping around. There's got to be one way or the other.
He should have come out right away.
And the other thing is, yes, stand up. Where are they for standing up? For Christ's sake, I used to stand up on these issues when I was out of office. Time and again, got no credit from the goddamn establishment. I always defended NATO. You know, when the Republicans were shot in the 60s. Where are they? These establishment guys, they ought to know who the hell are their friends. Atchison knows. I think he understands.
Oh, Atchison is...
He disagreed with the Cambodians, but he were...
Because...
He just said at the end, he agreed with right.
He's always against, he was against
anything
in Korea.
Oh, hell no, he's
got a flock about that.
Well, he's for not doing anything almost any place. I don't know why.
A stronger type than...
I tell you the reason, he was against doing something in Korea because of his fear of the Sino-Soviet business.
Right.
And for that reason, that colors his attitude toward doing anything any place else in the world.
Exactly right.
That's it. It was, if Atchison had been for doing something in Korea, then he would have been for doing something here. I think he thinks it reflects on
exactly.
The other concept.
Exactly. And because if Cambodia was right, then he was wrong on the other.
Well, Cambodia was right.
Oh.
And well, not public opinion rights. Laos is right, too.
Mr. President.
The best thing about Laos that, Bob, you ought to have in mind is all these people who plan on and they will never get any credit. But if we finally see through taking the casualties and the level of military activity since Laos, no, from Laos and since, there has been no spring offensive. And that's when they have the offensive.
That's right.
Now something had to happen. What happened? The South Vietnamese went and kicked the hell out of
Laos. No spring offensive despite the largest input of material in any period, including Tet.
That's right. Now one thing else, get the roll, get that bowl there. Or no more. Tell them I want a little package for bombing minority.
Right.
And I want it done that fast. Now I don't think you need to wait. You know, I think maybe this weekend's a good time. I don't
well,
think
that's
good. Good. Why does it have any relationship with the Russians? Do you think there's some relationship
well,
with the
I think we shouldn't put it to the Russians of making
but
a choice.
We always, there's never been
no, after we made this that. Announcement. No, after the 20th, let's get the announcement under the belt. Let's not get that.
See, your problem, see, too, with any kind of a summit announcement, once it's gone, it's going to tie our hands. You see, you've got to do anything you've got to do. We want to be in a position to bang them. But we got to bang them somehow, Henry. We cannot have them tear down our prisoner offer, you know, just kick us around in Paris. We've got to do something.
I agree completely, and I think... but I just think, Mr. President, to be having gotten this close, we can wait 5 days. After the 20th, the week after.
We've been waiting 5 months.
Oh, no, we've hit them in March.
Not much.
Oh, no, that was a pretty good joke, but we haven't held up with bombing them. There was this damn air force.
Yes, on last weekend, there came in the news.
But that was just 3 aircraft.
Any aircraft?
There's something funny going on, though. Le Duan, who was 4 weeks in Moscow, now he's in Peking.
Oh.
There's something... Something is cooking.
They're getting ready for the offensive.
No. No, they... To them, what's going on... To them, this salt thing is going to be a joke. Because no matter what the Russians tell them, they can't be sure what side deals are being made.
What kind of a deal are you going to... Do you really think you want to pass that message to the Chinese, or is that a pure
It's deal? Gone. Oh, next week, yes.
Does that appear to be a little too second round?
No, it would be very cool. Just say, we want them to understand it's not...
An announcement that any announcement was made this week, I put it specifically on arms control. It's not directly against that.
Well, I'll put it, we have to be careful that they don't publish it, so we'll put it in a general.
Yeah.
They'll understand it. There's no agreement. I'll give it to you, of course, for your editing and approval.
Well.
To say that any understandings with any other country are never directed against them, and we'll be prepared when our communication.
Now, what about Murphy? I should see him, shouldn't I? He's back.
He's written a, yeah, probably. He's given a long report.
What does it add to?
Well, it adds up to the fact that they might be willing to go along with the two China solution if they can preserve the Security Council seat. Now,
we can't guarantee that.
As a matter of fact, that state held out on us. And I've gone over it with Bush.
We'll vote for it, but.
No, there's no way we can. In fact, if we go to the two China solution, they are certain to lose the Security Council seat. Everyone agrees on that.
Yeah, so.
Well, what I'm beginning to wonder is this, Mr. President, whether the two China solution, whether we mightn't be better off being defeated.
Yeah, so why?
Because two China, we offer two China, Peking will be furious anyway. Taiwan won't like it. And I don't know whether we aren't better off being rolled on it and getting it over with.
Yeah, but
they're
getting
rolled
on the 100
smart
China issue, nice American people. That's the one problem. Well, he's done nothing then. On the other hand, how can the United States, and as I put it with somebody yesterday, how in attempting to, shall we say, make new friends, do you do that by breaking treaties with old friends?
We cannot do that.
And you can't deliver 15 million Taiwanese to the goddamn communists.
They haven't asked for that, actually. They've only asked us
to
get
rid of our security treaty.
I've one note, they didn't even ask that. They've asked to
get rid of our forces. How many forces do we have there?
Not so many. About 6,000.
I get rid of our forces. It'd be easy to pay $100 million more Shanghai Shek and then buy torpedo boats and other things.
But we've got to make a decision on the China issue within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
I don't know if the two China thing is any good.
I'm
I think it's worse both worlds.
That's what worries me, Mr. President, that you may wind up
looking. What does the old man want then? Want us to just stand firm?
Well, the old man, he probably would be just as happy if we stood firm, then we lose.
And then?
Well, then it's over. He'll get kicked out on the two China thing also.
I understand.
On this, what will happen on the two China thing is that it will go through, the communists may not come in the assembly, but any time they then claim their Security Council seat, it's a procedural issue, and we can't.
With regard to this thing here, I think what we've got to get the Rogers thing in place, Senator, we've got to do something. I can't really call him down Tuesday at the same time you're calling Smith down and confirming whack. I think we've got to get.
I can wait with Smith till Wednesday.
Yeah, I think we've got to lose. Well, it's just sort of a mystery. Without telling him to be in New York Monday.
At the noon, you could get him Monday morning.
Something has happened that I want to tell him. See what I mean? I can tell him in advance on Tuesday. Or even worry about leaks from Smith.
Well, I'm worried about leaks with Smith, and I'm worried about Rogers not leaking it, but creating such an atmosphere about it that they'll all poor mouth it. When it is,
they will put around.
Smith won't be able to. That's why I'd like to have it, the Smith thing, close in time to the Rogers thing.
Do it Tuesday, but I'm just thinking of.
But we can see Smith in the afternoon.
What could you call Rogers over the weekend or on Monday and say you got something you want to
and it isn't today, it isn't 100% wrapped up yet. I've got to get those words that make it clear for precisely that reason that it is something.
Well, the view that I have is the view of December comes along. Doing everything they can to get out there. I usually pull for the end with it. Putting stuff well and ready to get it. What is the section?
Yeah.
When you get him going the right way. SSP, everybody communicating, I'm sticking with it. I'm hungry. Don't get me wrong, I'm talking to you. in supporting that welfare reform thing. However, then it's coming through the press
and the post of us.
$400 million, it looks like an expansion of welfare, Bob. More money for the bumps on welfare. That is not the way it's to be. I want to say we're jump hard on the fact that this is a great improvement. This marks a substantial improvement because it has the reform.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to take the suggestion that, I don't know whoever made it, this idea of bringing in John Gardner and the head of the CIO and so forth. Why the Christ would we bring that in? What would be the purpose? So that emphasizes the family assistance side of Bob.
Yeah.
It's a wrong thing. We don't want to emphasize that. Let those bad left-wingers vote for or against it as they want. But I'll be goddamn, we're going to be on the side. 75% of the people are against giving more money to people on welfare.
Any more money.
You know? Really. And that's why I don't want to emphasize that side of it. Could you get that across the SER times?
Yeah.
Do they understand it, or do they think we ought to emphasize the other issue? Is that the argument? They think I ought to go charging around and let Moynihan talk about the other people like that, but I'm not going to.
The thing for that meeting was just, that was a Morgan thing, was purely an operational deal. Those are that you've got backing us on,
sure,
HR1, and they carry on all of us, but
you see my point? Yeah, the message that will come to you loud and clear is that Nixon supports giving more welfare to black bastards. Now that's really what it, in the public mind, it means. And we just aren't going to do it. That's what we're doing. But the emphasis should be, I support welfare reform, work requirement. This is an enormous improvement because it strengthens the work environment for its centers. And get a line that is developed so that Ziegler and Klein and Agnew, you know, all the people would have to talk to hit that very hard. Feel about SST is fine. Everybody happy about that? They're against people, huh?
Yes, sir.
It's good for them to win, I'm sure it was.
Isn't that?
Gave Jerry a big play in the paper, you know, his paper, his pictures in the paper.
Right.
Four of these. But if he just steps up to a few of these, he'll become the leader of that house. It won't be Albert, it'll be Ford.
Well, that's what's, you know, fits right in with this other plan I talked with him about, yeah. And he, I think, you know, Jerry saw that, which is what you were saying about. And
now, Joe, the fact, too, that couldn't be more pleased that Joe Kravitz attacking Connell. He sure, because he kind of reads all his papers. He should probably put a little note in there. They tell him that that's the best compliment he can have when they attack him on his plan. And so forth. He's doing exactly what I told him to do in every instance. Exactly. And he's right. And the reason they're going after him, everybody in this town knows he's a strong man. But they are petrified.
Well, Kraft says clearly that this is a secondary. They're afraid of sort of movement on the Democratic left.
He's petrified at the bottom. This strong, vigorous man there on the economic side. What about the numbers, things that might still come out Friday or they move that day up to today?
Not going to do it today.
Well, the Congress is putting it out today.
Yeah. And they're going to,
who's going to agree on it? McCracken?
Michael no. Stein.
Good. Good.
Stein's going to do it. And, Sapphire worked up a plan that looks pretty good.
Sapphire will go around and get it in the news magazine.
Yes. Okay, that's the plan that includes that, you know, and of all
three journal.
Get our land, plus get the U.S. news before they go to press time. And all
really?
That, you know,
really?
So they're all calling them this morning and all the whole space on it.
It's only an important thing for the sophisticates, but you know,
that's why U.S. news is important, though. It reaches the kind of people that this
matters. Nevertheless, Bob, everybody was snaring around about this thing, and it's really, truly, our Democratic friends are going to have a problem. The economy is coming back. Question how fast? That's all there is. It mustn't be too damn fast.
Sapphire's got a good point, which is that the people are cleaning out the store shelves, because another significant element of the thing is inventory damage.
Roger Johnson down there, so if I go, Roger Johnson. No problem, I told him. He knows, he's on top of it.
Manolo's down there testifying, you know, on that, in a case that, you know, he's in Florida. Well, it's just that's Cuban to use that word for, they're suing each other for divorce, and he said to mine, see if somebody can reach him down there, tell him to stay.
Okay.
And he can go right over to the house and be there when we got there.
But also, be sure to take the dog off.
Somebody else does it. That's why you need one as long as B knows to go.
Go ahead and
get the house ready.
The plane is always